Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food, and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru, and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about, and you're disappointed, and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food. It's good food, and it's good for you. If you use my code LEVELUP15, you'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros, there's micros. It's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15, 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drop. Drop Bar. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are de facto, but no, yeah. no one admits it, and you say like, "Hey, Mike's going to replace somebody. This is going to be who is it going to be?"
I would probably get rid of. I would keep Anna and Will because I think they're both good. I would get rid of that show. We'd probably put some syndicated programming on it, which is cheaper, and then I'd add them to different shows.
Oh, okay.
I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure. But that's the first thing that I would do. So you can't reverse these things on me because I have no problem saying what's on my mind.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Welcome to the new year. It's here, ain't it? Started off hot, boy. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the show. Boy, you take a few weeks off. You know, you just want to enjoy the holiday, spend some time with your family, and then the goddamn world ends. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Well, welcome back. We're going to try to make sense of this today. I hope your holiday was good. I hope it was great. Mine was good, man. Super good. I had a really good time. I was really sad to see the holidays go this year. I had that good of a time. I drank a lot. I ate a lot, but I'm pretty proud of myself. Not bragging. This is Alex Jones, not bragging. But some people were telling me, "Guy, you look like you lost some weight." And my first thought is, that's impossible, because I've been treating my body like, I mean, a garbage disposal, garbage can. Whatever can go in there is going in. But now that I think about it, I was fairly responsible. I ate a lot, yes, but that's what you do. I mean, there's no way around that. I know there's always people on TV telling you, you know, there's ways you could do it. You don't have to indulge during the holiday. You have a little bit. You eat like a normal person. Yeah, I know, but that's not fun. I want something more than that. I want to really get my freak on during the holiday time. And I don't know. I guess I was aware of what I was doing. So, for instance, didn't have a second piece of pie, where normally I probably would. I'm not really a sweets guy. I don't even really want pie. People shoved it down my throat, and I ate some. But especially when people are like, "Oh, I made this special for you. I know you like this." I'm like, Oh man, now I got it. Now I have to eat it. But I didn't run or anything. I didn't exercise really. I played kickball in November, And no, for my birthday, end of the year, I played kickball. I had a little kickball game, 35th birthday party. And super fun. Had a great time. But, oh, my God, what a toll that puts on your body. I mean, I was sore for a month. I'm not even kidding. I got kicked in the back of the leg. I couldn't walk for a few days. There's some tendon. I looked it up. I played WebMD with myself and figured out what was going on. And I don't know. It just, it's some tendon. It just wouldn't work anymore. And I was crippled for a period of time. And then I was like, oh, well, it's the holidays. So I'm not going to just dive right back into it. I'm going to take some time and enjoy myself. And I did. And then I was pretty good. Once the first of the year started, I went did a few days last week running. Then I was real good this past week before that. And the way the podcast gets released, I should have done one last week, but it was just coming out of the break. And, you know, I didn't want to. I don't know what to tell you. I'm doing radio 5 days a week. And I encourage you, please check that out, too. Stay Woke, Midnights 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay, theboneonline.com. You can get the Bone app, and you can get that show on demand. That was a very nice thing that played during the intro of this show of Mike Calta, big dog around here. I didn't even know he really knew who I was, but he said really nice things about me on Mike O's show on Saturday, who's all of our bosses. He's been a radio person here for a very, very long time. He's been in promotions, and he was my boss when I started here, and a guy kind of who helped me out a lot, and then got Mike on the phone and then had those kind words to say. That was pretty awesome. Needed to hear that too. I mean, it gets to the point where I was like, I'm going to go back to school. This is too hard. I can't do it. You're not appreciated. It's a very tough business. And, you know, your friends and family can tell you you're doing great all day long, but what the hell do they know? They love you. They don't know anything. I need people who don't like me to say, yeah, you're doing okay. You're doing good. So that was really nice to hear. Put it in the intro. I'll probably play all the time now. I listen to it all the time. Makes me feel good. And it's amazing what, you know, the borderline stranger's words can kind of do for you. It's not fair. You should be able to, you know, I always like, you know, it's nice when your dad or something says, like, hey, man, I'm proud of you. You go, yeah, you love me, though. It's just not the same. I need somebody else, a stranger, to give me that, yeah, you're good, because they don't have any loyalty to you, you know? So if they like you, it's genuine. He's not going to say that. He has no reason to just lie. So that was cool. And yeah, I was considering going back to school, but you know what? Screw that, man. I'm going all in on this. So I'll be slaving away at this indefinitely until I can figure something out. I don't know if I need to go to another town, another city. I don't want to, but I also understand that that's kind of the route you got to take. And I just need to stop being a wuss and just go figure out something, apply for stuff. You got people that want to help, and I'm just going to have to do it at a certain point. And I will eventually. But anyway, holidays were good. I hope yours were good. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I missed you. I didn't hear from anybody over the break. Kind of bummed me out, but I get it, you know. You're spending time. I didn't put anything out. I didn't tweet as much. Now I'm back to tweeting, boy. I'm full force tweeting until they kick us off. I saw Twitter's doing this thing now where they're going to allow the author of the tweet to limit who replies to it, and that's to get rid of the ratio, because people say stupid things online, and then people go, that's stupid, a bunch of times at them, and a lot of times they'll delete their tweet, or a lot of times they'll keep them up and then claim they're being harassed for it, for their stupid opinion, and as we've learned this year, freedom of speech is not free from consequences. So somebody might call you a fool and a jackass over your dumb tweet. That seems fair. That seems like an appropriate response. But Twitter is actively trying to get people to not use their product by any means necessary. So while I last there, follow me at @home_made_man. And Instagram is the same. @home_made_man. I have HMB radio stickers I got reprinted. They're not those crappy ones that some of you got that were didn't stay on anything, that fell off. These are high quality. You could put them on your car if you wanted to. I don't blame you if you don't want to put them on your car. That's a big commitment. But if you do, they will hold up on the back of your vehicle. If you'd like a Stay Woke sticker, an HMB radio sticker, just DM me, home_made_man on Instagram or Twitter, and I will put some in the mail for you for free. So, yeah, thanks. So, yeah, we took a few weeks off, and everybody almost died. Ricky Gervais nuked the Golden Globes. We almost got into a war with Iran. That was big news. It was like 2020 just came in, pow, with a hot start, boy. I love that Ricky Gervais is old news now. I'm sure you've heard it a million times, so I'm not going to play it for you. But I loved, I only saw that opening monologue. I was streaming an NFL game, playoff game, on the internet. I probably shouldn't say that out loud because allegedly I was doing that. Supposedly, I don't know, can't be sure. And the Golden Globes happened to be on after the game. They kind of left the stream going for a little while, allegedly. And so I watched a little bit. I don't care. Couldn't care, I don't think, any less about those people, about TV. I don't really watch TV because I don't have time. I don't watch movies that much. I saw a Star Wars during the break. I was fine. It was okay. But I don't seek these things out. I don't seek out to consume TV. And I don't even have time to read books anymore. I don't read books. The only thing I consume is podcasts, news podcasts, media, and things critical of the media, podcasts like that, because that's what I'm into. And I like real life things more than anything else. So that's the most of the media that I consume. And you can take it on the go. It's on your phone, you know, so you just take it with you. So I end up listening to a bunch of news podcasts and comedians podcasts, stuff like that, on the go. That's most of the media I consume. And YouTube, you know, at work. So, but yeah, just really put those people. I don't know how Ricky got away with that. I don't know how NBC approved those jokes they did, unless they didn't. But NBC put it up on their Facebook page or on their YouTube page right afterwards, and it got like 7 million views the first night. Everybody's kind of in agreement. This was awesome to see these idiots get put in their place, these self-important jackasses to get put in their place. And it kind of goes to show that they don't really, you know, they're into the wokeness and the, you know, progressivism, and, you know, all these actors and stuff are. And Ricky said, literally, just take your word and F off. Nobody cares about you. You don't have any say to lecture the common person. You don't know what the real world is like. And that's very, very true. But I think that goes to say that NBC is like that, too, of course. But at the end of the day, they're going for the cash, man. They're a business. They have to make money. So it ended up being poorly rated, the Golden Globes. It keeps going down every year. Nobody gives a crap. Everybody knows what it is. It's junk. But that clip got 7 million views, I think I saw, on day one or day two. And that leads to ad revenue for them. So they got to recoup that cash somehow. So at the end of the day, you know, you can be political all you want, but you got to make money. And that's what they cared about. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by True V Salon and Spa. TRUV is in Victory Y, salonandspa.com. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. New year, new you. Get your hair did. Look good, feel good. True V Salon and Spa. .com. And I saw today, big news in St. Pete. The brown pelican is named the official bird of St. Pete. Goddamn. How long has it been? It's way overdue. It's official. The brown pelican has been designated the official bird of St. Petersburg. The bird has already been the unofficial symbol of the city for decades, but Mayor Rick Kreisman's administration made it official on January 9, 2020. An outline of the bird is already on the city's flag and the official seal of the city, which I thought, oh, okay, well, I assumed it was, but I guess, I don't know if that's, do cities do that? I mean, it seems like I know they have a state bird and a, you know, state animal? Do they have a bird and an animal? Are those different, or is it all into one? But in a Facebook post, the city said, after many years of admiring this waterfront native, St. Petersburg City Council unanimously adopted the brown pelican as the official city bird. Thank God the pelican is finally getting its due. I'm trying to think of, like, something else that would be great that would be, like, you know, the green benches, obviously, are a symbol of the city. The homeless, maybe we can get those on a flag or a T-shirt or something, celebrate the native species of St. Petersburg. What would you put on the city's flag of St. Pete? 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. Also, big news from the city. They're beginning the year off hot, man. Guess what? St. Pete Mayor increases paid paternal leave for city employees. This is like a nationwide battle. This is Trump's daughter's, the hot ones, thing. She thinks there should be paid family leave, paternal leave for city, for like everybody, I guess. But St. Pete's picking up the ball and running with it, at least here in the city. Let's check this out from WFLA.
Petersburg, you will now be eligible for more time off as a new parent.
This is big news. Mayor Rick Kreisman sent out a memo adding 2 weeks to paid parental leave benefits for employees. Our very own Megan Gannon is live in St. Pete with this story. Okay, Megan, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, David and Gail. Yeah, so this is really exciting for city employees, and this is actually a copy of that memo that Mayor Rick Kreisman sent out to all of his employees back at the beginning of the year, basically stating that it's bumping up paid parental leave from 6 weeks to 8 weeks. So this is actually something that Mayor Rick Kreisman has been looking to do for quite some time, ever since 2015, when the paid parental leave was set at 6 weeks. Now, this additional 2 weeks isn't just for mothers. It also includes fathers. It includes foster parents and it includes adoptive parents as well. He says the increase is to encourage a work-life balance for his employees who have growing families.
What you're doing is you're creating a really dedicated, committed workforce. People who know that their city cares about them and they want to come back to work here. And that's what it's really all about.
Now, Mayor Rick Kreisman says that he's going to continue to look at this and actually continue and want to add more weeks to that paid parental leave benefit for his city employees. We do know that this is actually going to start next week for employees. January 15th is that start date that those 8 weeks will be available and eligible to city employees. And coming up in our next hour, we're actually going to be comparing how the city of Tampa fares when it comes to their paid parental leave and what Mayor Jane Castor has to say about their policy. David and Gail, back over to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Megan. Yeah, I did a story with a couple of dads that were taking paternity leave.
What was their opinion?
They were so grateful. I mean, and the wives were really grateful because if your husband can be home for a couple of weeks, hang out with you and help out with a newborn baby, I mean, those are days you just don't get back.
You need those days to make sure that you're bringing up your family and supporting them with all the love that they need.
Exactly. Yeah. So true.
Yeah. I mean, let's go 52 weeks. And maybe let's go multiple year. You know, you have a kid, you got to spend time with them. You're not going to get those days back. You got 18 years and then they get shipped off to college. You know, they start banging and, you know, making grandkids for you. And then they dump the grandkids on you because they're 18 and they got to go to school. And then it starts all over again. So let's just give everybody off forever. Nobody has to work anymore. I like that idea. Let me know what you think. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com.
You're listening to The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcast.com. If you're interested in starting a podcast but don't know how, I can help you because I'm doing it right now, speaking to you through that platform. It's pretty easy, but if you don't want to learn yourself, I can teach you. So for a small fee, homemadepodcasts.com. All right, on Stay Woke this week, we got back into it. Holidays were over. We went full tilt into, we got the breaking news that World War III was about to start, and then some drunk asswipe, Tim or something, called in, Tommy. And then we started talking about, Anna and I both have the problems with our peers that are just sycophant, know-nothing morons that just confidently put their opinion out there, parrot whatever people they like say, don't think for themselves at all. And we talked a little bit about that. on Stay Woke. You can listen to Stay Woke every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone. Download the Bone app because you can get it on demand when you want it. Plays on a loop, the last show, 24 hours a day. So just search 102.5 The Bone in Google Play or the iTunes store. You can download the app. It's free. And then you get all the other great Bone content. Mike Calta, Roger and JP, Drew Garabo Live, Soul Brother Kevin, The Johnny B Show, and Stay Woke, and The Mike O Show on Saturday, for God's sakes. Check that out. Check all that out. It's good stuff, I swear. All right, let's check out this clip. Bashing our friends on Stay Woke.
You and I were talking about this earlier, Will, and I really, really wish that I had the self-confidence that these people have on social media, that they know nothing. I know that they know nothing. They know they know nothing. They don't care. They know one thing, either be, you know, we killed Soleimani, we're sending troops to Iraq. They know they have one fact, and then they just go, that's it. Trump's a this, or I hate the other side. Whatever it may be, it's coming from both sides, mostly the left, have to say. And then they just go, and they relate it to something that isn't related at all. They'd be like, I can't believe Trump is starting World War III because he doesn't want to take, responsibility for his actions. Yeah. And they say, oh, a woman is too emotional. And then it gets like 1,000 retweets, yeah. 43,000 likes, and I'm just like, what?
Well,
what the hell?
They know what's in his mind. Like, they know what's right. It's not because this guy and Iranian protesters, you know, stormed a U.S. embassy. No, it's because he doesn't want to take responsibility
for being in cahoots
with Russia. That's what it is. That's what it really is. I know what's in his mind.
But then they relate it to, like, another issue that's completely not related. They go, like, oh, and then they say women are too emotional.
Right. Yes.
I'm just like, I wish I had that confidence, Will, because I live in a constant state of self-doubt, whether it be from my intelligence, whether it be my ability to learn, whether it be my talent as a radio personality. I'm constantly like, I suck. Constantly in terms of like what I actually know. Is it the truth? Am I going to sound like an idiot if I try to debate it? To my looks, my face, my body. I live in a constant state of like, I'm not good enough, this could be better, you ain't S, all that stuff. And I see these people who know nothing, and they don't even try to learn. It's not even like they're trying to get out there and be like, you know what, I'd like to know the truth. Because that's what I do. I try to learn, and I go, God, I know nothing. Because there's so many moving parts that people don't get. And then people just come to the table, whether it be like they're just super gross and 600 pounds on social media, and they're like, I'm gorgeous. Or they're just like, I know everything, and I'm gonna sum it up for you. I'm going to sum up geopolitics in a 25-word tweet. And I'm sitting here like, where did you get this confidence? Maybe we need to start issuing out more self-doubt so people aren't such assholes anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that 100%. People are way too confident, way overly confident. I think I understand, too. Like, I'll see stuff that makes me roll my eyes, but I go, nah, you're not entirely wrong. Like, there's a lot of moving parts in the history with the U.S. and Iran relations. I totally get it. Project Ajax, Google it.
I don't even know what that is. CIA coup
to take out the elected leader of Iran that installed that asshole that's in there now.
Supreme leader?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, look, I get it. You know, we did stuff, they did stuff, and it's terrible. It's a quagmire. But everybody who's just like the one that I saw, like the NPC programming that came out lately was, we have money to go to war with Iran, not money for Medicare for all, though, right? I saw that everywhere.
Your face.
Today.
I wish you guys could have seen his face when he said that.
I mean, it was freaking everywhere. And that makes me roll my eyes because it's just, that's such a simplification of what's going on here. And nothing is more profitable to the state than war.
Mm-hmm.
War makes a lot of money. So you're wrong there. And Medicare for all is going to cost $56 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and that's per year, as far as my understanding is. So I don't know where this money's going to come from. I'm not saying anything. Medicare for all would be great. I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea. If we could implement it, I think it would be great. I don't think it's possible. But hey, I'm all for people getting health care. But it's one of those things, like if you say, I don't know if Medicare for all is the best idea for our country, you go, you're against healthcare. you don't want health care for poor people. No, I do.
You
but
hate
I just,
poor
I don't
people.
Think
I go,
that we can
I'm
do it.
Poor. This right. would benefit me.
Right.
This would benefit me. But the thing is like I like to be responsible and accountable. Is it the best? And there's lots. And again, and I feel like we talk about this all the time. There are no solutions. There are only trade-offs. If the money is, if you want more for this, you get less of this. That's how this works. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
No.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
And they just go, oh, these billionaires will pay for it. And it's like, okay, well, even if you take all their money, the things that they want to do would last about 2 months, I think.
Yeah.
Even if you took all of their money.
Right.
This stuff where they want to take, like Jeff Bezos has this estimated wealth of, I don't know what it is, a huge amount, right? Like $54 billion or something like that. But he doesn't have that in cash. Right, he doesn't have $54 billion
just to
sitting
his,
in
like
the bank.
An assets.
It's stock that he holds. Yeah. You know, that's it, and stock is just like a guess mm-hmm. of how much this company's worth. It goes up and down
sure.
daily.
Yeah.
So if you make him pay billions of dollars, he's gonna have to sell his stock. If you sell the stock price is gonna go down. You're gonna flood the market with all this.
And he's
stock.
Employing how many thousands of people? Like
right, and it's gonna tank the company.
Sure.
So it's not just taxing billionaires. Like yeah, I know he's got a lot. He probably has. But he only pays himself, like, I think $80,000 a year. I'm not saying he's – I know he's super wealthy. I
sure.
get it.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm saying a lot of this stuff isn't, like, fluid where you could just take it and write a check to the Treasury for, you know, $50 billion.
I just think it's so insane that people think that the answers are so simple. Like, that boggles my mind that they go, wow, this is so simple. I mean, I could be president. Just don't go to war. Just
easy.
Don't do
don't,
that.
Right.
Just don't do. It's like they have no idea what the hell is going on. They have no history of the region. They didn't know this guy's name before the day he died. They don't. I didn't know him. I didn't know who he was. But that I'm withholding my judgment because I don't know anything. I'm not going to be spewing it out there. Yeah, we'll talk about it on the show. I may have an opinion and go, I think this is right. I think this might be wrong, but I'm open to discussion.
And
that's why we open the phone lines.
And you're open to saying, like, I know that, like, you're open to having your mind changed.
Yeah.
I mean, I am too. You have to be because new information is going to flood in all the time.
Sure.
And you're going to change your mind about it. That's what drives me nuts about they'll always do that to
flip-flopping.
Flip-floppers.
I hate that.
John Kerry, flip-flopper. But what was it? John Kerry that was busted? That
yeah. And
George
same with Hillary Clinton about like gay marriage. It's like, yeah, she evolved. Like,
yeah.
You
I
know?
Mean, you
of
change
course.
Your mind, you get new information, you change your mind. So how you, I would hope that a politician wouldn't feel the same way today as they felt 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
I would hope that they got new information and may have changed their views on certain things. That's not a bad thing. We should all be open to that, but nobody is.
Mm-mm.
Everybody picks a team,
mm-hmm.
and that's their team. And the other side is evil. Like, and I know, and you said, you know, it comes from the left more. I see it too, but I think that's my peers, and that's probably your peers too, or people that sit on the left.
Right.
I just saw a congressman, a sitting congressman, tweet out a photo saying, let's see here, that Paul Gosar is his name. He's a senator from, or a congressman from Arizona,
mm-hmm.
tweeted out a photo, he's a Republican, of Obama and what's the supreme leader of Iran shaking hands. It's a fake photo. It's photoshopped.
Really?
And this idiot 9 hours ago tweeted this and said the world is a better place without these guys in power, meaning Obama and the supreme leader, which, okay, that might be true, but it's a fake photo. So the insinuation is like Obama was buddies with Iran, which is not true. They're adversaries. They mm-hmm. always were adversaries. I hate this stuff where the media does it, these stupid open mic local comedians do it, where they just... They hate Trump so bad that they're willing to run cover for a terrorist. That salami guy, whatever his name is, I'd never heard of him till
he
got killed, wasn't a nice guy.
No.
He was a bad guy. He plotted attacks against in Iraq against not only Iraqis, but U.S. troops that are vulnerable. He was not a good man.
Mm-hmm.
And the press does it, too. They ran photos of him reading poetry. They had the supreme leader today crying and showing his vulnerable side because his friend was dead. Yeah, his friend was a terrorist. His friend was not a nice
man.
He's
riding coach back to Iran.
I understand that the U.S. has done a lot of things and bad things, and I wish we would get the hell out of there more than anything. Go home. We don't have any business there. But there's also, I think we need to understand that there's a lot of things that we don't know that is under wraps of why we're there. I wish we would go home. I agree. I don't want war.
Well, no war is good, obviously. Yeah.
War, and especially for stuff that's like, our military is supposed to be for defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not supposed to be, You know, Wesley Clark talked about this in, oh, geez, I don't know when it was. But the plan was to go into Iraq and then to spread democracy and American values. Then we're going to go into Syria, Iran. We're going to liberate the people there.
It's a mess over
there. Now, they said it was to liberate the folks and spread democracy, which sounds like a good thing. Those people don't want democracy. They're religious over there. They want
Sharia law.
Yeah, that's what they're into. Yeah. And also, they might have just been trying to get oil. That's the other side of that coin there.
Sure.
And probably both are true. I think these people that said, yeah, we want to liberate these people, we also want their oil.
Absolutely.
I think both of those, so two things can be
true.
We
gave you
same
freedom
time.
And in return, we get access to your resources. Yeah. Absolutely.